The log is off.
Hello again, big boy.
Hello, how are you doing?
It's another podcast. The weather is absolutely atrocious. I'm curled up in the office feeling quite snug, but also feeling a bit wistful about the beer that may come.
Yeah, do you know what? You're talking about the weather. I've just, 20 minutes before we started this, had to knock on my neighbour's door because his garage door blew open. That's how windy it is up here.
Well, I've just been pushing pieces of rolled up paper in between the fence panels in the garden to stop them from rattling, because last night they absolutely did my head in with the amount of rattling that was going on.
That sounds like a bodge.
It was a bodge. It was like literally I've got a piece of envelope rolled up as tightly as I can possibly get it and shoved between the fence panels. I can't say I'm a brilliant DIYer, and I can't say that I'm really handy. So when it comes to something like that, it's going to be a pretty rudimentary fix.
It is annoying, though, when something like that, like that's all you can hear and you're trying to sleep. Du-dum. Like clack, 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 du-dum. Clack.
Du-dum, 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 du-dum. And then at the same time, I've got a dog who's got Alzheimer's, so that the dog gets really confused at night. So he barks during the night, just randomly at random times, and that wakes us up. I'm quite a light sleeper anyway. Oh, I've got to tell you about the dog. So the dog's got Alzheimer's. So this is really tragic. I mean, to be fair to the dog, he's like 16, so he's in good old age. Christ. But he's blind, he's deaf, he's got cancer, and he's got Alzheimer's.
But how do you know he's got Alzheimer's? Does he go in a room and forget why he's there?
No, he... He keeps looking at us and going, who are you?
Got the bus stop in his pyjamas. Yeah. It's not funny, that, you know, we shouldn't be taking the mick out of that.
My grandma had Alzheimer's, and all seriousness, she got found one night at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah, she went missing,
3 miles away. Yeah, in her slippers and nightly.
Yeah. Sorry, mate, I didn't mean to bring up bad memories. But seriously, how do you know a dog's got Alzheimer's?
Well, because he stares at the wall, into the wall, like this.
But he's blind. But that's what a blind person would do.
He goes like this, and he goes, woof, woof.
Oh, it's going to meow.
And then you can feed him, and he'll eat it. And then he starts, like, barking for some more food. So you give him some more food, and he's like, whoa, my tea's here. So he eats that. And he starts barking for some more food, you think. So I'll give him some more. He's like, oh, my tea's here. And like, we'll sit down and have about 8 meals a day.
Bless him. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's a proper thing. Sundowners in dogs is a real thing. It's Alzheimer's for dogs.
Bloody hell.
So I'm currently getting blown away, though. We've got... I've got like an office in the garden, which is where I am, and it's... I can literally feel the walls of it shaking at the moment. It's really quite a bad wind.
Is it? Did you build that?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I didn't.
You didn't build it, but you had it built.
Me built it, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't there when you moved in?
No, we built it. So it was quite nice. And this is where I do all my work from. Anyway, that was dull. Yeah. So episode 3.
Yeah.
Episode 3 of season 2. We have just come off the back of some more unusual beers this time, I think. Can you remember what the beer was last time?
No.
No, I can't.
Because in between 2 and 3, we had the New Year's episode. If you've listened to that, I apologise for the last 10 minutes or so, where I just descended into a drunken mentalist.
I've got to be honest, it wasn't the last 10 minutes. If you think it was the last 10 minutes, you're misguided.
We had 4 quite strong beers in an hour and a bit.
Yeah, again, I think your apologies are probably needed, because it descends quite quickly into a bit of babble and a bit of nonsense. But it's quite good fun to listen to.
It was that that monk's one that got us.
The St. Bernardus.
Yeah.
And if anyone is listening to the podcast out of sync, this is just going to mean nothing whatsoever. We have our chronology of timeline with these episodes is a bit all over the place.
Yeah, it is a bit. What was the last one?
The last episode beer two. That we had was it the Yonder Sour?
Yes, it was.
Which went down very well.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
And I think actually that was your first taste ever of a sour beer.
Was it the sour or was it the stout?
No,
we've had a sour and a stout in two.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, we're back to not as crazy this time. We're just back to a relatively more normal beer. Well,
the can looks a bit crazy.
I was going to say, do we want to start at the beginning with this one? So,
yeah,
we'll tell people what it is. So this time round, we've got a Wylam Brewery, which is in Newcastle, and we've got a beer called Hickey the Rake, which is
that's one of the best names ever. Isn't
Hickey
it?
The I don't even understand it. What does that mean?
It doesn't matter. It's just funny words. Are you going to look it up?
No, I'm not looking it up. I'm just interested to know if it like had some sort of northeastern meaning that I didn't know about, but obviously not.
Well, I don't know what it is.
So this is a Limonata Pale. And again, I mean, I know what a pale ale is, obviously, but a Limonata kind of throws me a little bit. I don't know what Limonata is other than obviously it means lemon. But I don't know if this has got, if it's just because it's lemony or if it's because it's got something added to it. I don't know.
Right. I'm hoping this is the most lemony of lemony drinks we've ever had. I'm really looking forward to this.
Do you remember we once had a pint and it was before the days of trying to get you into craft where you just had a pint of bitter and it was called Lemon Drop. Do you remember? And I said, oh, have a pint of this. No. It'll be quite good. So he said, oh.
Where was that?
Go on. I think it was a pub in Washington somewhere. So you had a pint of it, and it was like, well, I want more lemon, and it was quite underwhelming. And I have to be honest, it was underwhelming.
Do you not think that when you have drinks like that, you're like, this isn't lemony enough? Like,
yeah,
like if you have lemon Fanta or something, it's like, come on, man, this isn't lemony.
But sometimes subtleness in beer is good, and sometimes subtleness in beer is terrible. Some of the really good ones that you get that are quite subtle. Are really good, but then other than that, you want a massive sock in the face of it, I think.
Well, that's what I want. I don't want it to be sour. I just want it to be lemony.
So I reckon this is going to be a bit zingy, I reckon. So the hops in this one are Chinook and Mosaic. So they're ones that we've come across before. But I have noticed on the can there is the addition of lemon zest. So you never know. Right. We might actually get to a decent level of lemoniness. 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 That was hard to
say. Lemoniness. Was it for you? I haven't even had a drink yet.
So, can critique.
Wow, this is like
we can actually, that we're recording the podcast, we can actually show the cans.
So as you can see, it's got like this sort of steampunkish skull with a top hat on. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, I wonder what Hickey the Rake means. That must be something related.
It just comes up with this beer.
It must be something related, mustn't it?
I wonder if you go on the website, it'll tell you what it means.
Okay, so we've
4.2%, so it's fairly pedestrian strength.
4.2, nice beer for a.
I think for the first time ever, I had this in the freezer as well.
Mine was a bit lively.
Ooh, it's a fizzer.
Mine was a bit lively. I always think that's a good sign, though.
Why?
Okay, let's get this poured in.
Shit.
Oh, my God, it's very... Oh, well. We'll mark this on the Wii scale, but that is...
It's gonna be mouse mat.
I'm doing a little bit of promotion here for one of my local breweries and pubs. Don't know if you can see it. Oh, where am I?
Well, hold up the camera, you idiot. I can't see that.
Accidental Brewery. When I've got a bit less head in the glass, you might be able to see that. But actually, we've got to be careful because a lot of people won't be watching this. They'll just be listening to it. So, so the can, we've got skulls, hats on it, on like a sort of aged canvas. Looks quite nice, really, doesn't it? The Wylam Brewery all have a kind of same theme, that kind of thick line round with like a picture, into a good picture. So this goes very much in suit with what Wylam usually do. It's a 440 can, so it's relatively big. And
yeah,
the colour of it, though, is very light. Very light.
Yeah, sorry, I was massively distracted there by trying to put as much as I could in without spilling it, and I was doing quite well. So, yeah, that is really light, isn't it? That's almost healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, this is. Yeah, it is. Apart from the slight haze, but, I mean, that's I might say that's a sort of well-hydrated, maybe a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd go along with that. Right. I don't think I'm getting any more in. Should I have a drink?
Yeah, mine's gone the same. I've got a big fountain of fuzz on the top of my glass as well. So this has got to be a good sign. This must be the beer, though, because it fizzed as soon as it came out the can, didn't it? So it must be quite carbonated. Well.
It's been... Look at that.
It's a, yeah.
It looks like I'm holding up... Literally looks like I'm holding up a Cornetto.
For those who can't see it, Dan's holding up his glass. And if you remember the Boddington's advert from the 90s, Bayek... It looks like when she's holding up the out the ice cream van.
Yeah.
Right, bottoms up.
Cheers.
Mm.
Oh. Well, I didn't get the lemony hit I wanted.
Mm.
Oh, hang on.
It's definitely in there. Remember. Not on the first drink.
I made the mistake.
Not on the first drink. It's really lively. I've been, I don't know if this is in the supermarkets in the Northeast at all, because there's a few Wylams that are getting about a bit. I don't know if they've made it to the supermarkets, but Wylam have always been buying it. It's always been quite an expensive beer. But they've definitely got a pedigree for brewing some decent stuff. Well, supermarkets are just the beer that you get in supermarkets now is such a variety. It's really quite good.
Yeah, so I've actually started when I go. So normally I would just I'd be one of them people that goes in the supermarket goes straight to the.
Excuse me.
Come on
sorry.
Now,
sorry.
You're better than that, mate.
I am better than that, but that just came from the bowels there. Bloody hell, that's that is quite gassy, isn't it?
It is actually.
Oh, it really caught us out. Sorry about that.
Hang on, there's something in mine.
You might get a bit of funk off the out of the glass sometimes. If they've got fruit
on the outside,
they sometimes do get a little bit of floater in the bottom. Well, mine's pretty clear.
Yeah, so I was saying that I don't just go straight and buy 18 cans of lager now. I actually do buy these. So they're doing like 4 for £3. Is that right? Aye, 4 for £3. And I've been trying some different ones.
So basically,
and I even sent you a picture of one yesterday.
You did. And what I was saying, I was really pleased because this is the second time you've sent us a beer and you've sort of said to us, oh, you know, I'm buying craft beer now. Look at this. And in some ways, I'm like, right, proud because we're like, it's like taking what, 13, 14 episodes and you're like now buying your own craft. You're trying a few different things at home. But equally, I feel like you're cheating on me as well. By not doing it when we're having the podcast. Yeah. So
I know. However, the only ones I have bought, I've bought them based on like either their name or how the can looks. So the one I got yesterday, for example, was called Choc Ice. And I thought, I like Choc Ices. So I'll try that.
It's a pretty good way to buy a beer. Oh, I like Choc Ices. That'd be nice. Do you like Best Bitters?
What?
Do you like Best Bitters?
Do I like Best Bitters?
Yeah. I was just thinking it's not maybe it's not the best way to buy beer because like a lot of them aren't called Choc Ice.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I should have just had a Choc Ice. Can you still get chalk ices?
I'm sure. You can still get an Arctic roll. In fact, it had a bit of a renaissance. Arctic roll. Arctic roll's really nice. I went to quite a posh restaurant and had an Arctic roll as a dessert, completely unironic as well. So,
like a big full one?
Yeah.
Well, like an Iceland one?
I mean, I can always put an Arctic roll away. Have we talked? I think I'm having a flashback here. I think we've talked about Viennettas before, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. And, it's that the mirage of Viennetta, because you think it's a posh ice cream, but then you can get it for a pound.
We used to, that used to be our Christmas treat when I was a kid. We used to have a Viennetta over Christmas. Same. So Matt Lucas was on a podcast, and I don't know which one it was, but he was talking about his favorite foods or whatever it was. It might have been Off Menu, Ed Gamble.
Yeah.
And he said that his favorite ever dessert for his main, like for his dream restaurant, was a Romantica. And it unlocked a memory for me. So a Romantica was like a Walls dessert. And it was the same as a Viennetta, like the same ilk as a Viennetta. It was like a frozen cake. And it had like, it was like made with like toffee, and it had gold toffee balls on the top of it. And I can remember it vividly. And a memory was completely unlocked there. But I'm taking, you just can't remember this at all.
I'm just looking it up now. Oh, fuck.
Do you remember it?
As soon as I saw the picture, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Do you remember it?
Yes. That's so weird. Can you still get them?
No, they've been like discontinued for years and years by all accounts. But
I tell you what my favourite pudding of all time was, and you can't get it anymore. It's been discontinued. I don't know why, but I don't know if you remember having it when we were younger at mine, but it was like a hot chocolate pudding, like a you know, the Angels one. So you made it up with like milk or hot water.
Right.
You know the Angel Delight stuff?
Yeah.
It's like a packet.
Yeah.
You'd make it up and it's like a strawberry dessert. But this was chocolate, right? And it was like a chocolate mousse, but you had it hot. And then on the top, they had these like sort of broken up biscuit things that you put on the top of it.
I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I mean, literally no idea.
It's just when you unlock the romantic.
Like a hot Angel Delight?
Yeah, but it was chocolate. And then it had like broken biscuits on the top.
Mate, this insane. Sounds very council estate.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was a it was a packet of hot chocolate.
Well, I've got no idea. It's quite good sometimes walking around the supermarket. So I've been trying to have a bit of a diet. So I'm trying to get myself a bit thinner, obviously by drinking, but. And one of the things that you can go for are like different cheeses instead. I love cheese. I couldn't live life without cheese. But you've got to obviously...
Well, you could.
Yeah, I could. But you've got to try and cut it down. So yeah. I have cut it down. I've switched. I used to like a full-fat Philadelphia cheese on various things and to cook with and stuff like that. And I have changed to a Laughing Cow Ultra Light now. Because they're only 25 calories a slice.
Is that like... hang on. So you're buying the big pots of Philadelphia. What were you using them for?
All sorts.
Like spreading them on butter and toast?
Yeah, yeah. Piece of toast, butter.
That's disgusting.
I love a cream cheese bagel. Cream cheese and bacon bagel. Absolute thing of beauty with brown sauce. And then I even some
brown sauce.
Yeah, brown sauce on a Philadelphia bagel is, mwah, it is absolutely the dog's bollocks.
Well, if mwah means vomit, then I agree. But you also, what was it you were telling me you had the other day before we'd gone out? You said, I had a sandwich, and just tell everyone what you had in that sandwich, you dirty, dirty dog.
It wasn't like shit or anything.
It was. It's not far off.
I had a par-baked baguette, and I oven-baked it to make it no longer parred. It was like a sourdough granary. So the bread makes a big difference. Nice and crispy, a little bit warm, with cottage cheese.
Oh, that's disgusting. You know what I always think about when I hear cottage cheese? You know when you get milk in the fridge and it's like a week old and it's manky?
Well, that's what isn't it?
Exactly. But you'd throw that milk and you're sticking it in a baguette.
Oh, delicious. Absolutely delicious.
It's not delicious.
Cottage cheese baguette, plenty of butter. Oh, absolutely delicious. But you've got to get the good cottage cheese. So like the supermarkets do some cottage cheese and they're like really watery and really like quite vomity consistency. I'm a little bit posher than that. I go for the Longley Farm cottage cheese, which is the superior cottage cheese of the cottage cheese family.
It's all disgusting, mate.
It's not. It's creamy. It's like you get the little pot of it, and it's got like a skin on the top as well when you open it. Oh. And that's the best bit. That's the creamiest bit. It's absolutely delicious.
That's making us feel sick.
Where do you stand on the yogurt that's stuck on the lid of a yogurt? So do you know what I mean? When you peel it off, you know, when you lick the top, there's a thicker congealed yogurt on the top of that. And there's like, sometimes it goes around the sides of the pot.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on that? Just generally, because I'm going to tell you something in a minute.
I would just rim it. With a spoon. And just mix it in.
Oh, would you mix it in? Okay. So apparently there's some people on this earth that find that absolutely repulsive. They find that thick stuff like disgusting. For me, it's the best bit of the yogurt.
Yeah.
It's like
I can see both views of that.
It's the thick, creamy stuff. It's absolutely delicious, but it would literally turn someone's stomach.
Like if you had custard or something and had a skin on, what would you do?
I think I'd be all right. I think I'd be a big brave boy about it.
Yeah. Well, you'll eat any old shite. That's what's found out. Vomit in a bun.
I mean, the only thing I really can't do is tomatoes, raw tomatoes. I can have tomatoes in stuff, but as soon as I see a piece of tomato, it throws me completely. I could spew with a tomato. And also, you know, if you ever buy a sandwich and it's got tomato in, I can't just take out the tomato and then eat that sandwich because it like leaves a residue. And it's the same with cucumber. Cucumber does the same, although not to the same effect as tomato, but cucumber as well. I'm disgusted.
So basically, anything that's an ingredient of a salad is going south.
No, I knew you were going to be facetious about that. I knew you were going to sort of comment about me weight in an underhand way.
I didn't mention your weight.
Pretending that I'm like some sort of like crazy fatty.
Salad dodger.
Some sort of salad dodger, yeah. So actually, one of my favourite ever things is radish. But you weren't expecting that, were you? Cunt.
No. Oh God.
Yes, I love a radish. I do. I'm like Miriam Margulies. I believe she likes a radish as well. Anyway.
What? How do you know that?
Oh, I went to see Miriam. Me and the wife went to see
at the Radish Festival.
Do you know where it was? It was at the Theatre Royal. Not Theatre Royal, the City Hall in Newcastle.
What, was she just doing a talk or something?
Yeah, she was doing a one-woman show. So she came out, she shuffled out because she's not very good on her feet. And she sat there and she spoke for a couple of hours about various things. And then people at the interval had this app thing, then you could ask her questions and like they picked some of the questions that people asked. And she's pretty dirty. And every time she said cunt, everyone stood up and applauded. It was a certain class of, a certain kind of audience, to be fair. Some of it was I do like Miriam. I think she's really hilarious. And she does tell a good anecdote. but she's definitely a bit of a rah-rah.
She's quite the right wingers don't know that, do they?
Yeah, she's had a lot of she's definitely had a privileged upbringing, I would say. So
yeah.
Anyway, right.
Do you know she was the voice of the caramel bunny in the adverts? Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but that's a great fact. That is a great. Was the caramel bunny a little bit sexy?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. So you wouldn't kind of picture her doing it. Well, hang on.
It wasn't like a Jessica Rabbit sexy. It was like a different.
Yeah, for a cartoon, it was just a sort of sexy rabbit, yeah. But Jessica Rabbit wasn't a rabbit, remember?
Oh, no, Jessica Rabbit wasn't a rabbit, was she?
No.
I don't like where this conversation's going, actually. This is.
I know, it could be. Sexy cartoon time.
I was going to say, well, who is the sexiest cartoon? But I'm not even going there. We don't need to have that discussion.
Good.
Right, let's get back to this Hickey the Rake then. Where are you on it?
It's all right. It's drinkable.
Are you getting the lemon now?
Underwhelmed.
I'm getting the lemon.
Yeah. Not as much as I'd want, though. And I think that's why I'm underwhelmed, because I wanted it to be, like, really lemony.
But don't forget, 4.2%, it's not got an awful lot of oomph, do you know what I mean? It's like, 4.2, it's always going to be quite beery. It's not going to have real thick flavours in there as a pale ale. I think it's nice. I think that it's nice and hoppy. You definitely get a bit of mosaic hop in there. Without going into beer snob territory, I think it does exactly what it says on the tin. It's a pale ale, decent hops that come through with a bit of an addition of lemon zest, and I think you get that.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. It's just, I think because we've had so many big boy beers recently, this is quite...
Well, this is what we've got to be careful with, you see, because... And this is the problem I have with Untappd as well. Have you been ticking your beers off on Untappd?
I did a couple actually the other week, but I need to catch up with that.
You can't catch up with it. You have to do it there and then. I've told you, you'll never catch up with it.
What difference does it make?
A massive difference. Honestly, you forget. You forget. Very important to check off your beers.
Right, I'll do it now.
Can you wait until after? That's one of the problems with Untappd. So you find that like a lot of the beers of like this kind of range, pale ales at 4.5%. are like really lowly marked, or not lowly marked, but like mid-range marked. So they're always like between 3 and 3.75 if they're really good. Whereas it's always the bigger boys that get the higher marks. So it's always like the Imperial Stouts and all that sort of stuff that get really high marks. So I always think that's a bit unfair because people are not marking them for the kind of beer that they are, the style of beer that they are.
Yeah, which I suppose... Because if it was a sour and it wasn't very lemony or didn't hit you hard,
You'd be good, wouldn't you? Imagine buying the lemon sour and it not being in it, not going, making you absolutely pucking your bum hole.
I really want one of them now.
Right. Well, yeah. No. Altogether, that wasn't too bad at all. We've just upgraded our. Well, we don't have Sky. Because I think Sky's a rip-off. And actually, my mate has just cancelled Sky because he got a bill and it was £202 for the month.
For a month?
For a month. So
what's he got?
He must just have everything, I presume. And I don't know if he paid for something, but he said it was he couldn't believe it.
He's been watching pornographic channels.
Oh, have you ever seen that? There's a photograph in a local paper about someone who's complained, and it's an old man and woman in outside a hotel holding up a bill for hotel bill with porn at like £200 or something like that. And the bloke sat next to her, like face like deadpan face.
He's got a long con, honey.
And they've gone,
oh look, I'm going to keep this up for. I'm in the papers now.
Oh shit, my lie's been gotten us. So he sat there, honestly, his face is completely deadpan, and his wife holding up this bin, this thing, everyone looking at that thing was like, you dirty old man.
You did it, yeah.
Anyway, so we have we do like streaming platforms instead. So we'll do. I think we've got like a Netflix. I think we've got Disney Plus. We've got Now TV, and I think we were like watching something. We were trying to watch something. You know, Amazon does that really clever thing of saying, "Oh, you can watch this, but you have to subscribe to this." So so we did that, and we ended up subscribing to Discovery Plus. Discovery Plus. I mean, who watches Discovery Channel anymore? Unless you have
is that Sky? Is that the Shark Week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what a weird subscription to have. Like if it was like Comedy Central or if it was HBO or something like that, yeah, I could get it. But fucking Discovery Plus.
Of course. But there must be some people watch it that wouldn't sell it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was. we pay the £12
a month. A lot of people like all that shit. Yeah. But that's the thing with these now, isn't it? Like I personally think Netflix is poor. I think there's a lot of rubbish on there. And some of the stuff like that gets hyped up. You watch it and you think, this is crap.
Well, what have you been watching? That you thought shit.
Well, that thing that's been hyped up recently with I can't remember the name of what it's called.
That's probably
Michelle Keegan in it.
No idea.
I can't remember what it's called.
No idea. I'm not
put us on the spot then, I don't know the names of
things. I'm not very I don't watch a massive amount of telly if I'm honest. But I'll tell you what we have just watched again, The Wire. Have you ever
watched? Mate, you bang on The Wire all the time.
Have I mentioned it before? I can't remember. Have I mentioned
like
it before?
Like all the time? You need to watch The Wire. You need to watch The Wire. It's like 20 years old. I'm not watching it.
We've just watched it again. We literally finished it two nights ago. All four series of it, or five series, whatever there is. And it's not even that dated, even though it's built around text messages and tap and pay phones. It's still not that dated. It's still quite good. I still,
you know, my missus is watching from the beginning.
Oh my! What about 400 episodes or something?
16 series and about 10 episodes in each one. She's watching them all the way through. Bloody so every time God. I go in the living room, ER's on. It does my head in.
Yeah, I couldn't just binge something like that. I tried to watch Friends again. You know, when was it Netflix that got Friends?
Yeah, I think that's aged really bad.
I got like one series and I was like, I can't do any more of this.
The first series, especially, it's like, here's a joke. I'm going to say a joke. It's very American, isn't it? That first one, like,
but I think as well though, if you think when was that? It was like, was it about like 1995 or something like that, Friends?
Yeah, possibly even earlier, I think.
Yeah, it might have been even earlier. So, I mean, it is very old, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah. 30-odd years.
No, I think I was streaming, my streaming days, when I look at like £210 for a Sky package against three.
What was he getting for that? That must be all the Sky, all the movies, all of everything.
All the sports. I don't know. He's going to do that trick. He's going to do that trick that everyone else does, though, isn't he? Just phone them up and say, I'm cancelling me £200 a month subscription. And they'll say, well, here, I'll have it for £120. And you'll do that, no doubt.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll be around much longer, to be honest, unless they change their methods. Because people don't want that now. They want streaming service. Liverpool.
Yeah.
So if I support Liverpool Football Club, why do I have to pay £70 a month for all football? Why can't I just have the Liverpool matches? Why can't I just pay for that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, that would be probably a good thing. But you can buy them per match, though, can't you? You can, because I can do it on Now TV. That's basically what that does.
Yeah, but I don't think Sky lets you do that, does it?
Now is Sky.
Yeah, but right. Well, I see what you're saying. But you have to do a month. I don't think you get a game, can you?
Yeah, you can buy. Yeah, I mean, you can get a day pass or something like that.
Right. Yeah, but so, still,
they are modified. Anyway, we're not media moguls, so no. I just thought it was quite amusing to have a subscription to Discovery Plus. Do you know what we got it for as well? This is the best bit. We got it because we quite like watching paranormal investigation programs.
Oh, mate, I love them. I watch them on YouTube, though. There's loads of fake ones, like where they're going to like an abandoned building, and then someone like obviously throws a stone or something. It's like, what was that?
Yeah. Well, what I've realised with from watching these Ghostbusters investigations is that if anything happens above something slightly moving, something slightly creaking, something slightly out the corner of someone's eye, it's made up. Because basically nothing ever happens. And if anything does happen, it is literally as minor as that. And I've watched a lot of them.
Because I think they're probably the most famous one of those, was Most Haunted, wasn't it?
Yeah, at the time. And I mean, that was just pure and utter nonsense. Actually, they're doing a live show at the theatre in Lancaster. And I'm intrigued as to what this is.
Yeah, you should go.
I know, but it's about £30 a ticket.
But you've probably paid that to go and see Miriam Margolyes talk about radishes.
Yeah, true. Very true.
You go see a haunted show.
I might come away with an attachment.
Oh yeah, a negative attachment.
Yeah, but
so there's this couple on Instagram, and the lass is from Newcastle. I don't know where the lad's from, but they're like the proper Instagrammers, like hello babes and all this. But they're like their thing is that they've got a ghost and it's attached to one of them. So they'll have all of these. They're just randomly recording a conversation, talking on the settee, and then in the background, a drawer open.
Yeah, just
or they'll go in the kitchen and all the things start flying about. Yeah,
just because they're randomly having a conversation and recording it.
And if that was real, you'd fucking pap your pants. You wouldn't record it on Instagram. Well, you'd leave.
Well, I've seen one guy, and it's the most convincing one I've seen. And there's like some big shit happening in his flat, but he seems straight up quite legit. And I just can't piece it together. I just can't piece together whether it is legit or not. So he's got this cupboard in his apartment, and he keeps getting knocks on his cupboard like this. Uh-huh. And he runs over, opens the cupboard, there's never anything there. And he set up cameras inside. Nothing, hasn't caught that much. I think it caught something moving ever so slightly. And then he went away for 2 weeks and he left the camera running and a door opened and it was still open when he got back. But it's the most convincing one I've seen. But I just don't think I believe it. But I watch it all the time.
You know what
I just don't
do? Do you know what he needs to do? Stuff an envelope behind the door to stop it banging.
Do you think he's just got the wind coming through? It's just a fence panel rattling in the wind.
I mean, I suppose it is. You can't say it's impossible because you don't know, do you? But
yeah, I'd like to believe it. I'd like to think there's something there. But like I said, if it's anything more than someone just hearing a creak or a little whisper or something like that, then I'm not having it.
I always think the dead limited, aren't they? Like if you go and see a medium, like the ghost only tells her initials.
Yeah, So mediums are weird because that's like coming through a third person. The one that gets me is, have you seen these devices that use that, like run through static? So it's just going, and then they get like words and phrases that come through on the static because that's how the ghosts communicate. I'm telling you now, my dad couldn't even communicate through static, never mind someone from the bloody 18 or 1700s. There's no chance he's getting that technology.
I know. You old hear is it's gone off again.
Yeah. Oh, they've got.
How do you hear this?
They've got these ones that have got the words that come up on the screen because the ghosts communicate and getting the words to come onto a computer screen. Again, if it was my dad or my granddad, there is no way on this earth they would be able to get anything onto a computer screen ever.
Same.
Imagine your grand now. Your gran would be trying to communicate with that with a big roll of receipt coming out of the end of it. For anyone who doesn't understand the reference for that, when we were kids, Dan's grandma tried to turn the television over with a calculator, and it was an accountant's calculator that had a roll of receipt coming out of it printing.
She got her VAT done though.
We have told that story before. Right.
Yeah, my parents wouldn't. My parents wouldn't be able to do that. My dad still calls his Amazon Fire Stick Netflix because he watches Netflix on it. So everything's Netflix.
We got one. We bought my mum and dad an Alexa. Well, I can't say that very well because it might mine might go off in the office. But we bought one of those, and for some reason he talks to it in a posh voice. So he's like that bloody thing. It doesn't really work. I mean, I can't get it to work. Your mum won't help us out. He's like, well, ask it to do something. What do you want to hear? I want to hear an Elvis song. Right, well, ask it to play Elvis. Alexa, play Elvis Presley.
Is it because she's posh?
I don't know. But it's just Alexa.
Mind you, she does struggle with accents. Like, we've got one, and sometimes you have to ask her to turn the light on 15 times because she doesn't understand what you say.
Yeah, we've gone all in with Alexa. We've got it. We've got it like almost in every room. So like, Bezos knows exactly what we're doing, what we're up to at any moment in time.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
No, I don't. I'm not that interested. And honestly, if the Chinese want to have me information, then I'm not going to lead to anything whatsoever.
Yeah. Do I want the targeted ads instead of random ones? Yep. Because if I'm thinking about buying something, I may as well get the best deal I can.
What I don't like is when you think about something in your head and then you get an advert about it, which does happen, which I do sometimes think, hang on a second, how's that popped up? And I'll tell you the one that did it with me.
Is this your thought process? Alexa.
I was thinking about natural wound fire lighters.
You pervert.
I was thinking about natural wound
fire lighters. I don't even know what that is.
And I got an advert for them. So it might have got into my head even.
Because what you've done is, you'll have forgot that you Googled it or looked for them on Amazon, and then you'll have thought about it and hadn't put that together. It's just a coincidence, mate.
Alexa, show me spiral wound fire lighters natural.
What even is that?
Like, sort of getting a log burner started, like a fire lighter.
Just buy matches, you dafty.
Wow. Right, back to this hickey the rake. This sounds like an ideal opportunity to stop. So, Hickey the Rake by Weiland Brewery. Limonata Pale, 4.2%. Dan, is the lager on or the lager off?
The lager is off.
The lager's off.
However, I think... Well, it's probably what I said before, that we've had big boy beers. But I just found that okay. Didn't blow my mind. Wasn't excellent. Wasn't poor.
Well,
so I think you're going to have to up your game again.
I feel that's a little bit disappointing. But I suppose what is good is that you've grown as a person, that you would not automatically default back to lager. So that's always a good thing.
That's true. But I think maybe this was kind of so lagery. It doesn't feel like I'm being tested with this one.
Yeah, yeah. But we can't stay crazy all the time. We've got to go...
Why not?
We've got to go back to some of the... Well, first of all, we've got about 500 cans of stuff that we're going to get through for the podcast.
Actually, I need to make a confession about that.
Oh, yeah,
I've lost one. I've lost it.
What, lost one?
I lost a... But there was a bottle one. And I don't know where it is.
You lost a can out of a bottle, out of a box full of beer.
Yeah, yeah. No, because I put it in our passage.
Well, that...
With the other stuff that was in bottles, and I think it's been thrown out.
Bullshit.
Why is it bullshit?
There's no way on this earth that you... So what, have you got them out of the box or they're still in the box?
No, I didn't get a box, first off. I got a bag. So when he came and delivered them, he brought them in a bag. So I had to take them out of the bag and I put them in the porch. And in our porch, we've got like a can box and a bottle box. And I put them in the bottle box with a load of non-alcoholic beers. And I think Sarah's tipped all of them away because of the out of the sell-by date. And I think she's picked one of that up with it.
Well, that was a waste of money.
So I don't have that bottle.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry if I don't, because mine come in a box, you see.
No, well, he dropped mine off, didn't he, at the door? So he didn't need a box.
Oh, well.
So we've only got 5 or 6 cans left, I think.
In that shipment. Well, we might move on to some other stuff. So anyway, mate, we'll take this as a loggers off, which is great.
Yeah.
Until next week, where we will go, maybe we should try something a little bit. We'll think about it. Let me have a think about what we can do to try and make your beer tasting a little bit more. I want to still go sort of something paley or something IPA or something like that, but I'll come back to you with what exactly we're going to do.
Okay, mate. Sounds good.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Yep. All the best.
See you later.
See you later, mate. Bye-bye.
The log is off.